Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Midkiff. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Midkiff. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball towards left. Vozmak settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vozmak. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Midkiff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills throws the ball into Hefner, who tags Desautels, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dick Midkiff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Midkiff hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mills moves to third. Lee Rogers now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mills scores. One out. It's 4-0, Browns. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn is called out on strikes. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almada. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Almada steals second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a line drive into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field. Almada picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Almada. Vosmick scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Cronin moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Almada hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Almada reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Rogers covering. Safe. Almada moves to third. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Bell reaches second base with a double. Almada scores. McQuinn scores. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mills is walked intentionally. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 3 in the game. Hildebrand bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke now playing right field. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 4 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Lee Rogers. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nonnenkamp moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nonnenkamp scores. Fox moves to second. It's 8-3, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.